Come on, for goodness sake.
I say, you in front there, what's the holdup?
I don't know. There's quite a traffic jam building up. I'll ask the woman in front. Hey, madam, what's happening?
Heaven knows. I've been here for ages.
Well, ask him in the sports car ahead of you.
All right. I say, excuse me, but any idea of what's holding us all up?
Afraid not, old girl. I was gaily beetling along, and I had to slam on all brakes a bit sharpish. I'll ask the chappie in front. I say, Frederick.
What do you want, mate?
We're all getting a bit peeved, old chap. What's the delay?
Well, it ain't my fault, mate. It's the traffic lights. Look at them. They've got stuck.
That was an excerpt from Forever Amber. Another in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than could be said for the next half hour.
However, for the more tolerant listener, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are our thermometer, the Begum of Leighton Buzzard, and the Bargum of Rochdale, Miss Perforated Paper.
She's a tearaway.
To continue, Sir Malcolm Dankworth. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who has just made a new record from here to the pub in 10 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Our Ken. Now, first of all, I have a special word for French waiters. Garçon. Now, let's see what's been happening, shall we? Oh, yes, on Monday, I witnessed an incredible robbery. I was standing outside the shop when a man suddenly threw a string of pearls through the glass and ran off with a brick. Wednesday. Well, Wednesday was an unforgettable day. One of those days that only happens once in a lifetime. As long as I live, I shall never forget Wednesday. Well, on Thursday... On Thursday, Henry St. John Crumphampton came round. He came round. I don't know who'd knocked him out, but anyway. When he came round, he brought the Lamplighters Choir with him. Well, there were so many in the lounge that some of them overflowed into the dining room, which was rather a pity because it was a new carpet. However, the baritone, Edith Figg, got jammed up against the door, and she was very annoyed, and in the end flew off the handle. And at tea time, the contralto, Oliver Punchard, went and put the kettle on, and it suited him very well. And by the way, I hope you're taking notes, because I shall be asking questions. On Friday, I thought it was about time I had a bath. So I went down to the plumber's and ordered one. And then on to the office, where I had to admonish my secretary. Well, she's been going home earlier and earlier, so I had to say to her, look, you don't seem to know when it's time to stop. And she said, yes, I do, when we hear somebody coming. That brings us once again to our special Hornorama feature.
Topics of our time, in which we take a closer look at people and events in the news.
A dispute over a large insurance claim was in the news this week and served as a sharp reminder of the value of insurance. With us tonight is a representative from the insurance world. Now, how do you do, sir?
How do you do, sir? Nice to ask me.
Thank you.
My card.
Oh,
yes,
oh, this is a new one to
it's
me.
A new
the
one, yes.
WNPO Insurance Company.
WNPO, yes.
Yes.
That's right, that's us.
Yes. WNPO. Now, what does that stand for?
We never pay out.
Well, now, tell us something more about your company.
Well, so we are responsible for insuring a lot of very famous people. We did have one well-known film star insured for over £20,000, days until she fell down on her premium. Then we had a client who insured himself very heavily, and he's had a bit of bad luck, really.
What's that?
Well, he's still all right. Of course, you can never be sure of anything. Perhaps I could interest you in a policy.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we've all sorts, you know. Here's a simple one. If you bump your head, you get a lump sum. There's a more comprehensive policy with unique coverage. If you're savaged by a goldfish or...
Ha 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 ha!
by a Martian at the bottom of a lift shaft. If you're knocked down by a herd of stampeding elephants...
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yes. Do I get anything if I'm knocked down by a car?
Only if it's driven by an elephant. Then if you happen to fall off the top of a gasometer...
Yes, 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 but these things are hardly likely to happen.
Well, you don't want them to, do you? Anyway, I've got to go now. I will see Honor Blackman about policy.
Oh, she'll be interesting.
Yes, well, I'm advising her against it.
Really? Why?
Yes, I don't think she should be fully covered, you see.
I see what you mean. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Yes. Goodbye. Thank you very much. The time has come round again for another European Song Contest, and Britain has been choosing its best entry. However, there's one new song they've missed, and we'd like you to hear it now.
Hello, Roger.
Hello, Charles.
My word, you're looking absolutely dolly.
Do you like this suit of mine?
Oh, but Rod, it's quite divine, and I just adore the sequins on your brolly.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Rodney. I say, that tie you're wearing's rather vivid.
No one asked for your advice.
Now then, Rodders, that's not nice.
Sometimes you make me absolutely livid.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. You know, I really think you're rather witty.
Well, I never like to brag.
No, but Charles, you are a wag.
Yes, but now it's time to finish off the ditty.
All right, Charles.
All right, Rodney. It's always going to be we two together.
True, we only meet each week, but the friendship's quite unique.
And it's you for me and me for you forever.
For we've been together now for lots of shows, and it don't seem a day too much.
For there ain't a man we feel more than as I swap for my dear old Bush.
Which brings us to our panel of experts who are waiting to discuss this week's searching question. Top of the table, here he is again, Hanky Flowers.
Ah, yes, well, I nearly didn't get here today, you know. It's shocking, this travelling, isn't it? Well, I mean, personally, I use the underground. It ruins the car, but there's far less traffic. Oh,
Hanky, before you go, now, what sort of car have you got?
Oh, it's brand new. It's one of these new Russian cars.
Russian, any good?
Oh, it's marvellous. Only trouble is, every 3,000 miles, it has to go in for a brainwash.
All right, now, here's our pop singing star who always has a job getting into his flat because he never can find the right key, Ricky Libby.
Hello, now. I'd like to remind you about my special request programme next week. If there's any particular songs you want to hear badly, tune in, because that's how I'll be singing them.
And that we can depend on. Next, with her saucepan always at the ready, Fanny Haddock.
Hello again, my darling. And here's something new and exciting to do with pineapple chunks. Now listen, my darlings. One evening when you've nothing much to do, why not just try putting the pieces together again?
And finally, the man who put the sex into Sussex, Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention Sussex. I was only thinking of someone I knew there the other day. Her name was, Lorelei Nantucket. I can't think what I went out with her for, but whatever it was, I didn't get it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Arthur. Well, that's our panel, and so to this week's question from a listener who asks, do members of the panel have any hobbies? All right, then, how about you, Hanky Flowers?
Yes, well, this is going to surprise you. Horse riding. Yes, you can see me any morning in Rotten Row. In fact, that's how the place got its name. Yes. Actually, you see, I went to this chap to learn, and I said, can you fix me up with a quiet little filly that won't give me much trouble? And, yes, and... and he gave me a phone number. Yes. I said, no, no, nothing like that, thank you. Anyway, he gave me this huge horse, you see. He said he's quite docile, except he goes mad when he sees Spurs. I said, why? Is he an Arsenal supporter? Ah! Yes.
All right, now. Ricky Livid.
I haven't had many hobbies, really. When I was younger, I did start collecting stamps, but I thought to myself, that's no good. Flatley gets you nowhere. So then I took up knitting. Oh, you're going to laugh. I was very good at it. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that among the pop singers, I'm the biggest knit there is. My latest effort is with two big needles and a roller flexed. Oh. Knitting an electric blanket. But there is one other hobby I don't talk about much. When it's dark, I nip out the backyard and make my own whiskey.
Really? We had no idea.
No, I ain't said nothing about it before, but I did record a song about it.
What was that?
In a Still of the Night.
Now, Fanny Haddock, what about your hobby?
Ah, yes, dear Johnny.
No, hobby, not hobby.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my darlings. Hobbies. Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm interested in antiques. Oh,
that's very appropriate, I
Please, would you mind, Mr. Fallowfield? Look, I have been collecting antiques for many years now, and people come from far and wide to see my pot lids. What's more, I've got the biggest snuff box you've ever set eyes on.
That is interesting. Do you like snuff?
Oh, I don't know. I've never tried it.
Well, as it happens, I've got some here. Here, try it.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Oh, my dear, it's delicious. But
Fanny, you're not supposed to eat it.
What do you expect me to do? Stuff it up my nose?
All right, now, Arthur Fallowfield. Now, think before you speak. What are your hobbies?
Amateur dramatics. Oh. Yeah, that shook you, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Well,
I've appeared in many successful productions near Village Hall. We used to do our own versions of famous plays. There was a farm tractor named Desire. I did quite a lot in that. Then we did Look Back in Ongar, and Compost Without Tears, and Castor Oil with Everything. That had a very long run.
Yes, I'm sure it did. Now, Arthur, incredible. How did you get started in amateur dramatics?
Well, it was Mrs. Forrester that got me going one night. I was seeing her home from rehearsals, and she said to me, what part are you interested in? Well, of course.
Yes, well, thank you. Well, that's all from the panel this week. And now here are Jimmy, Tony, Marjorie, and John, whose hobby is the Fraser Hayes Four.
I'll see ya, baby, 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 I'll see ya, San Maria.
to this week's drama, a story of courage and heroism in the true pioneering spirit.
For many years, men have been fascinated by the challenge of high mountains. They seem to have an indefinable urge to do things from a great height.
Listen now then to one story of mountain climbing that has never been told. We present Ascent in the Himalayas, or did we have to bring that smelly old yak with us? It was in Tibet that the members of the expedition assembled for final briefing from their leader, Professor William Cumming.
Professor Cumming is an experienced mountaineer and author. You probably remember his book, Coming Round the Mountain.
Yes. Indeed, a great chap, Bill. His conquest of Ben Nevis was also related in his book, Bill and Ben.
I am Professor Cumming. For this expedition, I chose several experienced climbers, if only socially. All right. Now, you are the ones chosen to share with me the dangers that lie ahead. Does anyone want to back out?
Oh, no, good heavens, no.
Oh, pity, because I do. However, on an expedition like this, it's important that we all get to know each other very well. Now, this is Philip Waring.
How do you do?
He's a climber of the old school.
Yes. You should see what I put on top of the spire.
And this is our geologist, Sir Eustace Fopp.
That's me. Hello. I was always very good at geology, but I fell down on my botany.
And this is our charming companion, Miss Angela Pickford.
Hello, gentlemen.
But shh! She's a woman.
I'm glad you noticed.
But what on earth are we taking her along for?
Miss Pickford is a B.A.
Ask a silly question and you'll get a silly
Good old Angela. She'll be collecting certain scientific information.
Data?
We might try.
And finally, there's our Sherpa. Now, this is Sherpa Tinsel.
I'm very pleased to be with you.
Sherpa Tinsel has just returned from the mountains in India.
Oh, really? You went to Everest?
No, I went to have a climb.
I suppose we do have to take him with us.
Yes, of course we do. He's the most experienced and reliable chap in the party, and there's no one I'd rather see at the end of a rope. Now, here's the map. As you can see, Kanchenjunga is 28,000 feet. Now, all we have to decide is the best way to go.
Well, Professor, if I may make a suggestion...
Yes, Waring?
How about upwards?
Oh, brilliant. I'm glad he's coming with us.
Now, look here, we're wasting time. Now, if we set off... Take a look here. If we set off across this plateau here... Across the plateau here, then up to the overhang, across the glacier, turn right at the first bend, bear left, and then...
Yeah, but wait a minute, Professor. Wouldn't it be better...
Built up, Sir Eustace.
Charming.
Kindly remember, I'm in charge of this expedition.
All right, Professor. No need to lose your temper. Oh, somebody got up on the wrong side of Tibet this morning.
Professor, I assume that in the main ascent, we shall all be roped together.
Yes, Angela, of course we shall, yes. And remember, all of you, that in the event of any mishap, there'll be a jerk on the end of the rope.
Yeah, can't I be in the middle?
Don't worry, Waring, we'll look after you. Now, then, here's our schedule. We set off from base at 09:30... And we should have reached the upper slope by... Oh, 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 oh! Sir Eustace, please be careful where you put your ice pick. Now, Sherpa, are the yaks loaded?
Well and truly, they've been knocking it back all night.
Now, look here, I say, aren't we going to take that lovely old shaggy thing along?
Yes, you know I'm coming.
Stupid. Not you, Angela. I mean that beast over there.
Yes, I'm coming as well.
I mean the llama.
No, we're not taking that.
Why not? Surely.
It's all right. There's no cause for a llama.
What did he say?
Well, he said any more jokes like that and he's not going. Now, get a good night's sleep, everybody. We'll be making an early start. At dawn, our shepherd roped us together and we set off up the Kanchenjunga.
sound effects off. Professor!
What is it?
Oh, thank goodness, I thought I was lost. Where are we?
Top of page 9.
According to my calculations, we're about 15,000 feet up by now.
I'm exhausted. Couldn't we rest for a while?
All right, we'll camp here. And by the way, I'm getting worried about Sir Eustace. Where's he got to now?
I'm here.
Where? Are you all right?
No, Professor, I'm not. I'm a bit under the weather.
What do you mean?
An avalanche just fell on me. Help!
Hang on, I'll dig you out. Give me a spade, someone. Right. Oh! Sorry. There. That's done it.
Oh, I'm frozen. Oh, look at my hair. It's full of icicles.
I thought they were curlers.
Oh, it's cold. I can't stop shivering.
Stop shaking your head.
I can't help it.
Look, what he needs is a quick nip from this.
What is it?
A pair of pliers.
Oh, oh, he's fainted. Quick, get him inside the tent.
Now then, here. Quick, have a drop of scotch.
Oh, thanks, no ice.
He's in a bad way. He's getting blue.
Well, there's nothing you should hear him at rehearsal.
Oh, it's better now. He seems to be reviving a bit.
Oh, I'm so cold. Oh, I keep rubbing my leg, but it just feels as if it doesn't belong to me.
It doesn't, but don't stop.
The blizzard's come up pretty thick. Just listen to it out there. And there's nothing we can do but wait.
But we can't just sit up here in this mountain peak doing nothing but listen.
Oh, I don't know. After all, this is a peak listening hour.
Now, what we all need is some food. Here, get this down you. It's pemmican soup.
Well, at least it's wet and warm.
Now, that's the main thing, Waring. We've got to find ways of keeping warm.
Oh, Professor, I'm beginning to crack up myself.
Now, steady on.
No, no, it's no good.
No, Angie, Anne, come on, stop that. Stop that.
I'm sorry.
Here, you need a friendly pat. There. And possibly there.
Trouble is, you know, we lost so much of our equipment on that last climb. Cropper, where would you say we were?
Right up the crevasse without an ice pick.
Oh, just listen to that wind.
It's that filthy soup of yours.
Hello. He's better. I suggest we don't stay here too long. It's enough to freeze a jolly good fella. Angela, now, do you think you could make it?
I'm willing to try anything.
Yes, so we've heard.
Come on then, let's strike camp.
Sharper, here's a broom. Just sweep the snow over.
What for?
Well, let us leave the glacier as we would wish to find it.
I don't know that I could go any further.
We've got to. Come on.
It's no good. I can't go on. I'm done for.
Oh, poor Sir Eustace. He's collapsed in a heap.
Well, thank heavens it's only snow.
I'm done for. I'm done for, do you hear? I'm done for. I can't go on. I'm going.
Oh, pull yourself together.
It's no good, I tell you. I can't go on. Just leave me here in the snow. I go on. Go on without me. I'm done for.
He's going fast.
He's going next week if he starts again.
It's all right. I've recovered.
Well, come on then. Let's keep going.
Wait. Look, look out there. What's that great chasm yawning in front?
Sherpa, shut your mouth.
Professor, there's a lot of nasty little cracks appearing in the ice.
Well, don't read them out or we'll be in trouble.
We must keep on climbing. We can't be far from the top. We must go on.
Waring's right. Never give in.
That's rich coming from you.
Be careful, be careful. This slope is treacherous.
I'm slipping.
That's more like it.
Angela, quick, dig your ice pick into something.
With pleasure.
Stop it, you two. We're on dangerous ground.
Yes, that's what the producer said about those last two gags.
What's he on about now?
Well, look at Sherpa. He's right up there on the top, dancing about wildly.
He's beckoning us on.
Come on, then, a last supreme effort.
We're there.
What's he trying to say?
He's pointing at something. Look, there.
Good heavens. You know what this means?
No.
What?
Here it comes. We've reached the peak. That's all for this week. In next week's program, we shall be having an excerpt from the new film starring Sir Michael Redgrave, Sir Alec Guinness, Sir Ralph Richardson, and Sir Laurence Olivier, and called The Beatles Story. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener in Horam, Sussex. These days, is Hansard full of anecdotes? Cheerio.
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show, in which you heard Kenneth Horne, not to mention Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Review Orchestra conducted by Malcolm Lockyer. Eric Merriman wrote the script, your announcer was Douglas Smith, and the show is produced by John Simmons.